I'm Alita Mangelsdorf. I'm a senior environmental scientist. I lead our planning unit here at the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. We're here today in a public hearing for you to consider adoption of non-substantive revisions to Sections 1 and 5 of the Basin Plan. In this hearing, I will give a staff presentation. It's relatively short. There'll be an opportunity for board questions and public comments, and then we hope for you to consider adoption of Resolution R1-2015-0013 and its attachments, and we can close the hearing. In your agenda package, you'll find an executive officer's summary report of the item, the proposed resolution, and it includes attachments 1 and 2. Attachment 1 is a clean copy of the proposed revisions to the Basin Plan, and attachment 2 includes strikeout underline language, so the existing language with the proposed changes identified. There's also our response to comments document and public comment letters and the hearing notice. So let me start with our proposed amendment to Section 1. Section 1 of the Basin Plan is the introduction to the Basin Plan. It includes a general description of our agency and the board and the region and the work we do here in this region. There were non-substantive revisions of this section developed in 2008, brought to the board for your consideration, and they were adopted at that time. We didn't send those on to the state board for approval, so we're bringing them back now with additional revisions to complete and then complete the approval process. So you'll see in the strikeout underline version of Section 1 language which is in black and white and also language which is in color. The 2008 revisions are the ones that are in black and white, and the colored revisions are the ones that we've added in this most recent review. In 2008, the basic revisions were some additional text added and which related to the geographic and watershed information associated with our region, some discussion of fishery resources and tribal trust rights, and the basic structure and activities of the Water Board. In that period, we also removed some outdated text on surface water use and water supply. As part of the 2015 revisions that we're proposing today, we've updated the number of board members that has changed since that time, and we took the opportunity to use our GIS capabilities to confirm and update the statistics that are included in this section. And then generally in both revision efforts, there was typographical grammatical edits made as well as some organizational edits. You'll see a lot of strikeout underline in the proposed language, and some of that is simply moving text from one location to another. With respect to Section 5, which is a plans and policies section of the Basin Plan, it describes or summarizes the plans and policies adopted by the State Board that we implement here in our region. We are proposing that we eliminate the outdated summaries and replace it with a link to the State Board's webpage, and this would be a mechanism for the readers of the Basin Plan to get clear, very direct, and completely up-to-date information on the plans and policies of the State Board. The language that's in there now has not been updated in many, many years and is missing many of the elements that the State Board, or many of the plans and policies that the State Board has adopted. This is the approach that we've proposed here is similar to the approach that's been taken in other regions. It's a growing trend, and the State Board does an excellent job of keeping that particular web page up to date. You'll recall that you adopted the 2014 triennial review in this last March, and as part of that package, we had originally proposed to bring a series of editorial or non-substantive revisions for your consideration as well. We, after further legal review, we opted to pull that item from the agenda in March, but it had been packaged at that time with the triennial review and included a proposed revisions to Section 2, which is our beneficial uses section, as well as a small revision to Section 4, which was moving language from Section 2 into Section 4. So I just wanted to let you know that we still have that work to complete. There's some issues in the proposed non-substantive revisions that legal staff feel may be considered substantive, and so we need to apply additional staff resources to finish that work. So now I've talked about sections 1, 2, and 5. Some of the remaining sections are section 3, which you'll hear the proposed non-substantive revisions of it this afternoon as packaged with the Water Quality Objective Update Amendment. Then there will be proposed revisions to section 4, which is our implementation plan chapter, and section 6, which is the surveillance and monitoring. Section 4 and 6 we intend to take up with a second phase of the project that you'll hear about this afternoon. So in summary, section 1 is proposed for adoption today. Revisions to section 2 will be proposed for adoption with our phase 2 groundwater protection policy amendment, which is the phase 2 to the Water Quality Objective Update Amendment you'll hear about this afternoon. Section 3 will be considered today as part of the project this afternoon. Section 4 with the phase 2. Section 5 you'll consider now for adoption. And section 6 with phase 2. What we'd like to institute as a regular program from here on out is as part of every future triennial review that we take that opportunity to do a full review of the basin plan and propose non-substantive revisions at that time en masse for the whole plan at once. Public notice was properly given. It was back in the fall with the public comment period associated with the triennial review. We got 2 comment letters that included comments on these non-substantive revisions. The letters highlighted minor issues which were easily addressed, and you'll see responses in the response to comment document, and there was a correction of the web link that we made for Section 5. So in conclusion, I would like to propose that you adopt Resolution R1-2015-0013 and its attachments. Following conclusion of this hearing, we will send this package onto the State Board for approval and then EPA. And thank you. With that, I close my remarks and would be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, Lita, and I realized when we were going over Section 5, it was so late that you left, had to go home, and I'm not critical of that at all. But on the tribal trust area, I do think we should add that the Hoopa Valley Business Council has been designated under the Clean Water Act for treatment as a state, and that means really we have no jurisdiction there at all. And I just think it's a fact, and it ought to be noted.
And this is in?
This would be on page 1-9-00 on introduction.
In the introduction.
And I don't think it's controversial. I mean, it's already a fact, and it's been a fact for 10 years. And
okay. I haven't prepared a change sheet to that effect, so how shall we proceed?
And I think the only question I want to ask legal counsel is, it is sensitive on amending resolutions without recirculating. So that would be my question to you, legal counsel. First of all, these are non-substantive, and second of all, this is just a fact to me, and there was a section on tribal trust rights that it would not be inappropriate to add it. Does legal counsel have a concern with it? And do you want me to repeat it for you?
I think we could put it in a change sheet. We just have to think of the language and make sure that we're addressing your concern. What is it exactly, the wording that you would like in there?
After the existing language on 1-900, the federal government has a responsibility to protect fisheries that are subject to tribal trust rights. The tribal trust responsibility applies to Klamath Trinity River systems, both of which run through tribal lands and are similar and are subject to tribal fishing rights, and just add the Hoopa Valley Business Council has been designated under the Clean Water Act for treatment as a state.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, are other tribes that have been federally designated listed in Chapter 1 as well?
My understanding, of course, there's 110 tribes in California, so federally recognized tribes, so it's difficult to always know. I know the Yurok tribe has an application pending, and I know there's some circulation through the state. The state didn't object, but that has not been acted upon at this period of time. As far as I know, only the Hoopa Valley tribe has been. There is a very careful distinction you have to make between funding, where you can get treatment as a state for funding. This is treatment as a state for regulatory authority under the Clean Water Act. And as far as I know, Hoopa is.
Mr. Chair, I would just submit to you that because of the importance of this matter, and as you say, it is a fact whether we list it here in our Chapter 1 or not, I'm going to recommend that we do not include that change without thoroughly investigating the status of all the tribes and having it written here.
What's the best mechanism to getting this in there? Just because it's a fact and...
So I was just told that the other tribe that just recently received designation is the Dry Creek Rancheria. I think it gets to Samantha's concern that we want to be comprehensive.
The other way is we could word it that some federally recognized tribes within our district have been designated under the Clean Water Act for treatment as a state.
Mm-hmm. So that at least gets a little... You mean leave it, make that general statement as opposed to naming
them? Right, with no names.
With no name.
Okay, I think we can certainly do that.
Change to page 1.9 or section 1.9?
It was page 1-9, I guess, 0.00 on number 1, introduction, next to the last paragraph. Adding a sentence.
Oh, thank you.
And I think it's better to make it generic because there will be changes that occur as time goes on. Yep. Board Member Gustin.
Thank you. Just a question, Lita. Thank you. under public comments that you received, so the purple page, the Russian River Keeper, page 3, 1, 2, 3, fourth paragraph under task 8, adopt policy for mixing zones, rather strongly worded, RRK completely opposes consideration of such a policy. Were you able to resolve that complete opposition in their letter?
We didn't consider that comment as part of this non-substantive amendment to the basin plan because it wasn't relevant to this effort. We did consider it as part of the triennial review back in at the March hearing, and the mixing, there were pros and cons. There were people who supported and other people who did not support the idea of even pursuing a mixing zone policy. And one of the results was that the mixing zone, the consideration of the mixing zone policy as a basin planning project, fell below the high priority line. So it's represented as a medium priority, and we will not be applying staff resources to it at this time.
So this particular item really isn't pertinent to what's before us right now?
No, because we public noticed and packaged the editorial or non-substantive revisions along with the triennial review, we received letters that covered both items.
Okay.
And so I've included the full letter, but there's only a small portion of it that was related specifically to this item before you today.
Thank you.
And I want to say it is a complex matter. Some of our discharges are tied to levels of dilution, which in effect is the mixing zone. And you have some discharges that... 5 feet from the end of the pipe, it doesn't matter. But if you have it inside the pipe, you could be costing tens of millions of dollars. So I do think we want to maintain the discretion. And I treat their letter less in the absolute terms and more their concern that we don't abuse that discretion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And so,
Mr. Chair, since we have other opportunities for inclusion and changes in the future, I would advise that we postpone adding this language in case it's substantive and we have an opportunity to review and get the precise language down.
I'm sorry, I have a little trouble understanding you, or I didn't understand.
We have old people here. Yeah. Please repeat it.
Yeah.
I was just saying that we have other opportunities for inclusion and changes editorially to this basin plan. And since this language could have some substantive effect, I would advise that we postpone for now making changes reflecting the federal recognition language that you just mentioned.
We're trying to postpone your proposed change. I mean, we're just looking at it real quick, and it seems like it should be in a legal authority section, if anything. And so, can we?
Well, where I'm coming from, and there's one other item that I proposed, and you've convinced me it ought to go in another section. And I do want to say, when I read the materials, it's very confusing which section or not things went, and so I want to get comments. I would like it addressed because I think. Not giving formal recognition to various tribal governments that have it from the federal government just, you know, needs to be improved upon. So I don't have a problem if you want to take that up in another action, as long as there's a staff determination either way, and then we can amend it from the board level. If that's
can we, since we don't have, what is it, sections 5 and 6, can it be included in that?
Chapter 4 needs a whole overhaul, revamp, editorial, but sort of explanatory text, and this is a really good issue to include in that exercise.
Okay, great. I just don't want it to get lost in the woodwork.
With that, Mr. Chair, I would give you a motion to adopt Resolution R1-2015-0013.
I think we got to open it up to the public here, but I appreciate the we'll leave your motion on the table. We won't have it seconded. Okay. But we will open it up to public as long as staff has completed their presentation. Okay, does anyone from the public want to speak to this matter? Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
See, Mr. Massey's a man ahead of his time, you know. Okay, roll call. And I do want to say all these basin plan things are very important. And,
Board Member Minton?
Aye.
Board Member Norris?
Aye.
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 Yes.
We're at a point of about 5 minutes from pizza arriving, so I don't see the point of opening up another agenda item. And so what I'd like to do is adjourn, and then my understanding is we need to get back here by 1. Is that correct?
It's your call.
Well, let's make it 1:10, because if you remember the audience, because I've been there, you can't rush off and get lunch and get back in time. And so I'd like people to in the audience also to be able to have lunch. And we got a head start because we got ours. All right. With that, we're adjourned till 1:10.